Well, hello, Saddleback Covenant Church, our dear friends, our fellowship. We've really missed you during this time, but we're gathered together today, and this is a special day for us. This is Easter Sunday, so happy Easter. We're joined on stage today by our illustrious professor. He'll like that I chose that word. So John is with us on keys today. So let's invite the Lord. Let's invite his presence here as we worship. Wherever you're sitting, wherever you're seated or taking this in, just worship with us. It is Easter. Amen.
Christ the Lord is risen today. That on the cross, Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, Lord, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou.
Kevin Davenport, Senior Pastor at Saddleback Covenant Church in Mission Viejo. And these are unusual days, days that are challenging churches and organizations how to move forward. We're doing this service in a virtual manner, and I pray the words will get through to you and be a blessing. Before I do that, I would just like to pray together for all the churches in the area and for what God's doing in our nation, our state, our nation, and even throughout the world. Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for people that have put themselves in difficult circumstances in order to help others. We thank you, Lord, for the many creative things that have come out of this, where people have found ways to bless and serve that we didn't even know before. But we pray, Lord, for the many thousands that have been sick. We pray for their recovery. Lord, we pray that this virus would abate. We pray for our nation that we would be able to get back to our jobs and our livelihoods. We just ask for your favor, Lord. In the midst of it all, we see you. Even with the limitations we have, we see you in it all. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, I'd like to start this morning by reading out of Luke chapter 24, beginning in verse 1. But on the first day of the week at early dawn, they came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling clothing. And as the women were terrified, they bowed their faces to the ground. The men said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He's not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and the third day rise again." And they remembered his words, and returned from the tomb and reported all these things to the 11 and to the rest. Now there were Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and also the women with them, telling these things to the apostles. But these words appeared to them as nonsense, and they would not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in, and he saw the linen wrappings only, and he went away to his home, marveling at what had happened. And behold, two of them were going that very day to the village named Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things which had taken place. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are these words which you are exchanging with one another as you are walking?" And they stood still, looking sad. One of them, named Cleopas, answered and said to him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem, unaware of the things which have happened here these days?" And he said, "What things?" It is amazing when Jesus shows up and we don't recognize him. I've been giving some thought to the idea that Easter Sunday should be the biggest crowd ever in your church. This is Super Bowl Sunday for Christians. It's the time. But here we are. I'm being filmed, and I have one other dear saint in the room with me, and there's hardly anyone here, but it made me realize how many people were at the birth of Christ. Let's see. We know Joseph was there. We know Mary was there. The shepherds got a word and came down, but they weren't there at the actual birth. They came after the birth. The Magi didn't come for a few months. Perhaps somebody was helping them, but there was no room at the inn, so I don't know what kind of help they were getting. So for sure there was three at the birth of the Son of God. God with us, Emmanuel, three people. Now at the resurrection, how many were there? Well, there was an armed guard, Romans, and one of the Gospels describes an earthquake that totally freaked out the guards. They went nuts. They froze, and they were like dead men. And they left their post, and the only one there, according to the Gospels, were a few of the women came. Later in the day, Peter and John came and saw that that it was empty, and then there will be other appearances after his resurrection. I'll talk about more this morning, but I mean, think about our Lord. Three people. I mean, we do big Christmas extravaganzas. We rent the camels and the horses to celebrate all this stuff. We do this. We Easter, we got Easter egg hunts, a lot of things going on, all kinds of, but nobody was there. Nobody was there. It's just like our Lord to be that way. And I want to say that this social distancing and the fact that we're not all together does in no way limit the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In no way does it limit our ability to be together in spirit, in faith. And I'm grateful for all the technology, but God, He anoints technology. He anoints it all. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So we're in good company. We are in good company, and we are not called to stand still and look sad. We are called to stand with the embedded joy of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing whatever we face now, this too will pass. Can I get an amen out there?
Amen.
Hey, there's a couple out there. Thank you. The creation of the world cost God only his breath. Let there be light. The redemption of the world cost him his own blood. At his birth, the darkness of the night was turned into the brightest glory. At the cross, the brightest day was turned into the night. The horror of the cross, the curse of it, the shame, the agony, preceded by denial and betrayal and those closest to him. The six bogus trials. Pilate wanting to let him go, but couldn't find any guilt. Did nothing worthy of death. But he was a tool in God's sovereignty. Jesus chose the cross. For this he was born. He died that we might live. He died for me. He died for you. Jesus would be from the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, from the tribe of Judah. The defined place and time of his birth would be explained in the scriptures. It describes the massacre of the infants, of the babies when he was born, his flight to Egypt, his ministry in Galilee. His character would be revealed through, and he would come in through the triumphal entry. He would be sold for 30 pieces of silver, crucified, died, and buried, and rise the third day. Isaiah 53 says that he would be silent before his accusers. He would be beaten and spit upon and hated without a cause. Would suffer for us, be crucified with sinners and robbers. His hands and feet would be pierced, Psalm 22. He would pray for his enemies, Psalm 109. And not a bone would be broken. They would cast lots for his garments. He would be buried in a rich man's grave. And then he would ascend on high. All of those can be found prophetically. Thousands, in some case, hundreds, in some case, thousands of years before it occurred in Jesus' life. He was the prophetic fulfillment of all that God wanted for us in our redemption. A man named Simon Greenleaf, who died in 1853, he's a well-known professor. He was one of the founders of Harvard Law School. He was an agnostic, and some say he was an atheist, and he believed that the resurrection of Jesus Christ was either a hoax or a myth. No stranger to truth, Greenleaf was, as I said before, the principal founder of Harvard Law School, but he was a world-renowned expert on evidence. He was challenged one day by one of his students to consider the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Greenleaf set out to disprove it, but ended up concluding that the resurrection of Jesus Christ was indeed fact, not fiction. Being a man of conviction and reason, and in accordance with his own conclusions, Greenleaf converted from agnosticism to Christianity. He ended up writing tremendous works on apologetics, but he's another one, like C.S. Lewis, where the skeptics are out there that say, no way, can't happen. And yet, through the power of the Holy Spirit, God moves on people's lives, through their intellect, into their heart. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. It was prophesied by the Lord prophesied about his death, burial, and resurrection. In Psalms, it says that he would not allow his Holy One to undergo decay. Over 500 people saw the resurrected Christ. They touched him. They talked to him. They ate with him after the resurrection. The resurrection is the central message of our faith. It was the message in the early church, and the church grew an unwavering conviction of their risen Lord. The resurrection gives meaning in great tragedy. I want to say Christ is alive, ruling and reigning. He's with you now as you are with him. Thank you, Lord. Romans tells us, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. Absolutely essential that we believe in the resurrection. Believe in our heart and confess with our mouth. The latest census came out, and according to it, it's one out of one dies. That's a pretty clear statement. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of eternal life is through Jesus Christ our Lord. Death could not hold Jesus down, which means death cannot hold Kevin down, cannot hold Bill down, Ethan, cannot hold you down. You will rise again because he rose. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He deals with our past. He abides in the present, and he charts our future into eternity. He's not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. This God I'm talking about this morning that rose from the dead has incredible mercy and redemption. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear him. Incredible kindness. Have you ever thought of that? The Lord being incredibly, incredibly, incredibly kind. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he's removed our transgressions. Incredible forgiveness. Forgiveness sometimes is a buzzword in Christianity. God forgave me of my sins, and we something, you know, familiarity breeds contempt. But the forgiveness and cleansing we receive through the victory of the cross, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is total and complete. Too many of us are living our lives through looking into a rearview mirror. Too many Christians stop at the grave. They're buried in there. Nothing's happening much. Doesn't seem like it. But we're to keep moving. We're not to stand still looking sad. We're to move, and we're to move in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. He's our refuge and strength. He's with us in the present. He abides with us. Everything going on with COVID-19, he is intimately aware of all that, and he abides with us. He's a very present help. Very present in the Hebrew means tangibly close, tangibly touching close with him. When we don't feel God, it doesn't mean he's not there. In reality, if reality depends on our feelings, we'll be forever unstable and fickle. Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you, so that we may confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. Jesus will never divorce you. Jesus will never abuse you. Jesus will never abandon you. Jesus will never trick you or be deceptive with you or betray you. What a wonderful God we have. He's dealt with our past. Sins are forgiven. This journey we're on right now, he's abiding. As we abide in him in the vine, he's right there with us. And as he charts our charts us towards the future, he says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. The steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. When he falls, he will not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one holding his hand. Sidebar. Yesterday, I went out of my garage, practicing good social distancing, and I was emptying the trash, and I went to pick up the paper. I came back, and my right foot went out from under me on the concrete, and I would have gotten a 10 if I had been in the Olympics in terms of gymnastics, but I'm just telling you, it went out. I went so fast that my back left leg heel was up to my head, and I landed, and my wife Dudley was upstairs, and I was just frozen. I said, and I could feel, I thought something ripped, and this was a really bad knee. I said, oh no, Lord. And you know what? I got up and I walked. I was really sore. I iced it all last night. I iced it today, and I walked in here and I walked down steps. He was holding my hand. You know, just a matter of inches in our life sometimes. And many of you know this. One little thing and your whole life story would be different. The time you have on earth would be different. So he's with me, both now and in eternity. He directs your future through every circumstance of life. He'll wipe away every tear. There will no longer be any death, and no longer any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. Revelation 21:4. Today, hundreds of thousands of people will die. Today, hundreds of thousands of people will be born. We're born naked. I didn't even ask to be here. I just am here. God knew me before I was born, before you were born. It says in Psalm 139, your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in the book were written all the days that were ordained for me. This is an amazing God we serve. Every human being that has ever lived, the bad and the good, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, or the bad, they're going to be at the final resurrection. Death is not the end of existence. It is in a time-space world, but every one of us is made eternally. This is in John chapter 5, verse 24 through 29. Without Christ, we're going to want to bottle eternity into the temporal. Without Christ, we're going to try to make everything about this life be that utopia that we're supposed to have. But it's not real. Men have tried it. Men have forced other men to try to accept it. And in order to put their plans into effect, they've killed people to create some kind of heaven on earth. It does not work now or forever. The only thing that works is Christ, the hope of glory. He came out of the grave. He defeated death. He defeated sin. And he defeated Satan. Jesus said, "No man takes my life, but I freely give it." Satan is defeated, but he's still active. Scripture says that the God of this age has blinded the hearts of the unbelieving. His goal and purpose is to take as many down with him as he can. He's called the God of this world with a small g. When it comes to the resurrection, Peter's first sermon in Acts chapter 2, and God raised him up again, putting to end the agony of death. The first church talked about and gathered about the resurrection of our Lord. The first Adam, Adam who in the chapter 2 of Genesis lived 930 years. Adam left us a legacy of ruin, sin, death, and separation from God. The second Adam lived 33 and a half years roughly. And he has left us a legacy of redemption, restoration, rescue, and eternal life. I'd like to ask you as I'm closing today, what is the difference between a personal relationship with Christ and a non-personal relationship with Christ? So let me ask you another question. For those of you that are married, how do you know you're married? I'm just asking. Oh, there was a wedding, you made vows, you made a commitment, everybody witnessed it and they saw it. So are you a Christian? I think so. I try to live a good life. Well, is that what he said? Is that what Jesus said? I don't really want to be close to you. I just want you to live a good life. No, it was abiding in him. Life comes out of that very relationship. A personal relationship is not abstract or philosophical. It's real. It's tangible. It's what each person, he's called each of us to follow him. It's vital and it's meaningful. When you've made a personal have a personal relationship with Christ, you've made a decision for him. But if you haven't, in a sense, you've made a decision against him. There are no spiritual Switzerlands out there. It's a very personal decision. But I want to challenge you today to say a non-decision is a decision. This God that I'm talking about who rose from the dead, it was prophesied through the ages, this living, breathing King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he's for you too, not just me. There was a day that I was a skeptic, and I have to say, he brought me to my knees. And I am so grateful to the Lord. I want to close by saying, without being overly self-conscious, that this is really odd to be preaching to you this morning and encouraging you through a camera in an empty sanctuary. I look for the day when we will be together again. I believe this time will pass. But I really want to challenge anybody that's on the fence that it's time to get off the fence and to make that decision. Even the analogy I said about marriage, if you date someone forever but you never marry them, there's something missing. Just showing up for church or saying, I believe in the man upstairs, or I'm very spiritual, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying to opening your heart to Christ. He changed my life. He'll change your life. He's the Alpha and the Omega and the beginning and the end. This Resurrection Sunday is a great day. Like I said, how many people? 3, 5, 7 were there at the grave right after the resurrection. And here we are with literally billions of followers. Literally billions have gone out and been the result of the Great Commission. These are good days. We were made for such a time as this. Don't be discouraged. Keep your head up. Be nice to your kids. Get outside, walk where you can, and enjoy this time. This is a good, by the way, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. No other day for you and I. This is our window. Let's do it in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Go in peace. Amen.
Hi, my sweet church. I just wanted to wish you a glorious Easter morning and tell you how much I miss you. He is risen. He is risen indeed.
Ready?
Hi, church. Good job.
Hi, Saddleback Covenant. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
And we are so thankful for this community and for everybody's prayers for us, and specifically Alana. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, guys. Happy Easter. Say happy Easter, Graham.
Happy Easter.
Good job.
Russell's sleeping.
Russell's sleeping.
Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, everybody.
I sure miss you.
Yeah, we'll see you soon, okay?
Bye. All right,
bye-bye.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
We miss you guys. Sending love from the Mansfields.
Love and miss you guys. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Happy Easter.
From the Spinellos.
Miss you guys. Can't wait till we can see you in person and hug you.
Stay home. Stay healthy.
Missing everybody's faces.
Yeah.
Love and miss you guys. Happy Easter. Have a great day.
Bye.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
We miss you.
Hope we can get together not too long and give each other a hug.
Happy Easter. He is risen.
He's risen indeed.
See you soon.
He is risen!
He is risen indeed! Happy Easter!
The Wallaces!
Hi, guys!
Hi!
Hi!
Greetings. Just wanted to hop on and say how much I'm missing being with everyone today. Can't wait until we are able to gather again, but he is risen. So have a happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody!
Greetings from the Malstead household.
We miss you guys. Hope you're staying safe and have a blessed day.
Love you dearly. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, SEC family. We love and miss you all. Can't wait to be together with you once again. Hope you have an awesome Easter day.
He is risen!
Hi, church family.
We miss you.
Happy Easter.
He is risen.
Happy Easter from the Mueller's.
All right, what's up, SEC Nation?
Hello.
Happy Easter.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Miss everyone.
Happy Easter.
Make it a great day.
Hey, y'all.
He is risen.
Hi, everyone. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Hi, everybody. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
From the Haltons, we hope you're all doing great and celebrating just this very special weekend. We miss you.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Happy Easter.
Hi. We miss you all. We're praying for all the families, all the kids. Praying that you'll have a wonderful Easter celebration in your homes, and we love you, and we really appreciate Saddleback Covenant Church.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Just gathered my entire household here to say I miss you guys, and of course, this whole thing goes down when I finally get a good church attendance streak going. Love you, miss you. Bye.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. We miss you. Happy Easter. He is risen!
Happy Easter! From the Kings!
Miss you all.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Hey, SEC. Happy Easter from the Kellers.
Happy Easter.
He is risen!
Hey!
Hey, Saddleback Covenant. We have the Hart family here. Jamie.
Zach.
Emma. Elias.
Ellie. And Everly. We wanted to say we miss you all. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Hey, Kevin, we want to take the opportunity to say thank you for being such a wonderful pastor to your flock. Happy Easter.
Love you guys. Be safe.
Hey, guys. Happy Easter from the Porter family. We miss you. We love you. And I hope everyone's having some great family time. Bye.
Bye. Bye. I love you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Greetings,
fellow
Earthlings.
Hi everyone, happy Easter from the Watts family. We hope everyone's doing well, and we can't wait till we're all together soon.
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter! I'm so excited that we get to see each other, even if it's on video, so I miss you all, and I just can't wait till we get back together. Happy Easter! Bye!
Happy Easter, everyone! We miss you all. Say happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter!
Ren! Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Can't wait to give everyone a big hug.
We love you guys.
Love you.
Happy Easter, Saddleback Covenant Church. I love and miss each and every one of you. I hope you're all staying healthy and happy this Easter. He is risen. He is risen indeed. From Christine and Ginger.
Christos vos cross.
Voistinos vos cross.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. We love you, church family.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody. Don and Gary coming to you from downtown Peoria, Utah, population 341.
We miss you so much. Happy Easter, everybody. You have our heart.
Love you. Bye-bye.
I've celebrated 43 years of Easter in this church. Sunday marks the 44th. Happy Easter.
Hi, everybody. Happy Easter. We miss you so much and can't wait to be together again.
Happy Easter. Hope you have a great time with your family. And we'll keep doing things virtually, but love everybody. And the Lord is good. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Bye-bye.
Well, it's an honor and privilege to bring to you this last song that we're going to do. And as we close out our service, this is a song of victory. It is a great song, and we're co-laboring with our worship team over here, and we're going to bring you this song. And it's basically, its foundation is in the notion of no weapon formed against us will prosper, because we know how the story ends. And how does the story end? Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed, and he is seated at the right hand of his Father right now as we sing. So wherever you're at, whatever living room or however you're taking this in, we ask you to join us, and we just pray for the anointing over wherever you are. We ask for that here as we bless him and go out. And I just want to say happy Easter.
I'm gonna see a victory for the battle.